few years ago, we would not have imagined that this would happen.
Jennifer Cook directs the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. She says that to understand why Sudan has proved unworkable, you have to go back to its creation.
In 1956, the state was born that encompassed a primarily Arabic Muslim north and a non-Arab, primarily African south, and essentially was called upon to create a nation out of those two different identities and affiliations. And the tensions between those two have persisted since.
Why has it been so tense between them? I mean, there are divisions like this in other countries. Why has the conflagration been so great in Sudan?
Well, essentially, the northern government was unwilling to give access to power or to economic resources to the south. And so you've had a central government that controls power and economic resources and an extremely poor, marginalized, underdeveloped south.
But the south has oil.
With the advent of oil, that raised the stakes and upped both the means and the motive for conflict between the two parties.
And where does Darfur fall into the mix? Darfur being in the west, not in the north or south, following that divide.
Darfur was yet another of those marginalized areas within Sudan, deeply underdeveloped, no seat at the political table. As they made their bid to gain some political access, Khartoum was having none of it, sent out the proxy militias, the Janjaweed, and we saw the disproportionate response, the genocidal tactics used by Khartoum to squash yet another contender for political power.
There have been many countries that have been trying to bring peace to Sudan. Which countries have been the most productive, and where does the United States fall into the mix?
The United States has been a major mover with the resources, senior-level diplomatic sustainment, many efforts over the years by regional groupings to resolve the conflict. But it wasn't until President Bush got serious about it, together with the Norwegians and the British, that there was a serious and sustained effort with resources behind it to get the two parties to negotiate a peace.
Have they all used the same strategy, or did the U.S. and Europe stand apart?
Well, certainly there have been differences over time, particularly on the issue of Darfur, where the question of punitive measures versus conciliatory measures, there have been differences in approach over time.
And how about differences within the approach from the Bush administration, which was extremely active in Sudan, to the Obama administration? And we're talking not only Darfur, but in the north-south disputes.
Well, in fact, there's a certain amount of continuity between Bush's approach and Obama's approach. Many people in the Obama administration had been very vocally in favor of more punitive measures against Khartoum, greater sticks, and so forth. But once you get into the administration and you realize, you know, what real sticks do we have here, as you have to get pragmatic about negotiating with both parties, realizing that you have to engage Khartoum, you can't simply punish them, I think you saw this much more balanced approach than you might have expected from Obama's rhetoric or that of Susan Rice prior to coming into the administration.
That's the former U.S. ambassador. And so to what extent can Washington take much, if any, credit for what's happening this week, the vote in Sudan?
I think it can take a good deal of credit, but ultimately it's not the U.S. that can guarantee that success. There are other factors at work, both within Khartoum and divisions in Khartoum, that the U.S. simply can't control.
And what are you most concerned about what might happen?
Well, it's fairly acknowledged that the South will vote for secession. But then there comes a six-month period of negotiation on critical issues, like the volatile area of Abyei that sits along the border, the question of revenue sharing, who gets the oil money, who shoulders the debt, who qualifies as a citizen. And on all of these issues, there are high stakes for Khartoum in particular.
Jennifer Cook, director of the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.